It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Isoplex at South Point melts its ice not only for summer maintenance, but for safety. A new safety feature being installed will allow athletes to look toward a bright orange future and hopefully reduce hockey injuries. Director of Marketing and Sponsorships for the Isoplex, Mandy Pryor, joins us with a look at this innovation in safety that could change the game of hockey. Mandy Pryor, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. And go ahead and say that again.
Hi, how are you?
Now we can hear you.
Now we got it. All right.
It's called the Lookup Line, and this will mark its first use in a public ice arena in Western Pennsylvania. Explain what it is and how it works.
Sure. It is a 40-inch wide orange circle that goes around the rink. It's actually just up against the boards. And basically what it's going to do is it's going to let players know that the boards are close, look up, pay attention to where you are, and make sure you're using safety precautions to avoid injuries.
And it's being installed as we speak?
It is. It is getting painted onto the floor right now.
And so who came up with this idea?
The founder is Thomas Smith. Thomas is from Massachusetts. And basically what happened to Thomas is he was an amateur hockey player with aspirations of going to the NHL, like many of the hockey players who are out there at all the rinks right now. And he was hit into the boards and suffered a spinal injury and paralysis. And so he went through tons of rehab, got himself back to perfect health and okayed to play again. He played hockey and unfortunately was knocked into the boards a second time, I believe after tripping, and he was paralyzed and suffered a spinal injury again, but this one was actually completely unrelated. So this is showing that, you know, it can happen at any time and in different areas. So he thought, what a way to create, you know, a safety object or a safety
like a warning track.
A warning track.
Like in baseball, and again,
exactly.
If you don't follow baseball, the warning track is a dirt/gravel track that at the end of the grass, you see it just before the wall, about 10 feet before the wall comes up. And it's the players know as they're looking up to catch a fly ball that as they hear that and as they feel that that different surface under their feet, they know, okay, I'm getting close to the wall. I better brace myself just in case I run into the wall or in the case of hockey, in case I skate into the boards.
Exactly. And when you're playing, it's hard to pay attention to what's around you. That's why we chose the, you know, bright orange color because it's a cautionary color. So, you know, orange, look up. When your neck is bent upwards, it's much less likely for you to get a spinal injury than if it was looking down.
There's a sticker that players sometimes put on their helmets, on the back of their helmets, that says heads up. And that's to tell the player behind them. You see this in youth hockey quite often, to let the player behind them know that, you know, keep your head up. That if you do go to the boards, that the worst thing you can do is put your head down. That's where, you know, the spinal injuries can be made worse. And we're talking about this with Mandy Pryor. She's Director of Marketing and Sponsorship for the Isoplex, talking about the new safety device known as the Lookup Line, a bright orange line that is being painted on hockey rinks, including the one at the Isoplex at South Point, to warn players when they get close to the boards to hopefully reduce hockey injuries. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd like to hear from you. What do you think of this idea if you're a hockey player or fan? 412-246-2002, the number to call. 412-246-2002. Email is essphgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at essphgh. The tragic case of the former Boston University player Travis Roy, a kid who on his first shift as a college hockey player for Boston University was going all out, missed a check, and ended up going headfirst into the boards and became a quadriplegic. How much has this injury and others like it brought awareness and maybe a sense of urgency to people who are, like you, running hockey rinks to come up with more and better ways to keep players safe?
Well, it's at the Isoplex, safety is one of our main missions. So, of course, hockey players are decked out head to toe in full padding, but that still doesn't mean injuries don't happen. So we were looking basically for a way that we could prevent injuries, that we can keep the Isoplex safe and actually be a leader in letting other people know how we can make rinks safer. So that being said, being one of the first rinks in Western Pennsylvania, we hope the other rinks pick this up and show their players how they could be safer, because that should be the number one goal. I mean, we're putting down a line, but it's also saving a life and saving somebody who could be out there playing from, you know, suffering from injuries that prevent them from it.
And as I pull up some notes about Travis Roy, I'm realizing that it was, I guess it was, it's been 20 years, and he is now 40, which is hard to believe. It's the time has gone by so quickly, but it's a very sad story and a cautionary tale to hockey players to try to factor this into their thinking. It's hard to do, though. And the nature of hockey is that it's fast, it's violent. Players are out there, much like football players on the defensive line. They're out there to get the quarterback, and most of them would admit that, yes, they're trying to hurt the guy. And that when you knock a player against the boards, you don't want to do anything devastating, but you are trying to impede that player. You're trying to shake that player up. And the line is supposed to warn players to be careful not to body check. But how much of this goes against the nature of the game, against the nature of what players seek to do?
Well, I don't think it'll actually change the game. It's not intended to. It's just serving as kind of something that you see out of the corner of your eye. If you're driving down the street and, you know, you've done the same trek every day, you drive the same way to work or school or whatnot, and all of a sudden you see working ahead or men working ahead, you're going to notice that. You're going to take it into your brain and process it, but you're going to still drive the way you were driving. It's just something that you're going to start paying attention to instead of just, you know, going out there and skating with nothing on your brain other than getting that goal or getting that puck. At least pay attention to where you are so you can be safe.
Don't players, though, don't they do that anyway when they're close to the boards? Because, and I say that because you see players lining another player up. It's like, oh, here I am. You know, I'm close to the boards, and between me and the boards is the guy, so I can push him into those boards. I can, you know, shake him up by, you know, that the awareness is already there, isn't it? So is this just to augment that, or do you think it's a game changer in terms of making a player, by seeing the orange, they're going to think safety?
I think that they're going to look up more. I think that when you're playing hockey, your goal is to get the puck, get it to where it needs to be, and score. I don't think you'll know where the boards are generally, but I don't think you necessarily are paying attention if you're racing to a spot. There's always that second chance when you're not paying attention that this could help make you pay attention.
We're talking with Mandy Pryor. She's Director of Marketing and Sponsorships for the Isoplex at South Point, which is installing the lookup line, an orange line painted around the edge of the rink, right near the boards, to let players know that they're close to the boards and to be careful. And I'm wondering at what other levels of hockey we're seeing this. This is, you know, the Penguins used to practice at the Isoplex. I don't know that they will be anymore because they're building their own place out in Cranberry. But you have, you know, college and high school players that practice out there. You have the rec leagues out there. And so I'm if this will someday be used when we go to a college, if we go to a Robert Morris hockey game, are we going to see it at a college rink? Are we going to see it at the console when the Penguins are playing? Could you see this going to more advanced levels of hockey?
I do think that the more it goes across the country to some of the more amateur rinks, that some of the colleges might take it under their wing to pay attention to it and learn more about it and see if it's something that, you know, it's not bothering the players. It's not doing anything to affect their game. Why wouldn't you have it? Why wouldn't you try and make it safer? I think it's just seeing, you know, being the first rink out here that has it, obviously all the other rinks are going to start paying attention to how it works. When they adopt it is the question. I think that eventually the NHL would adopt it. I don't see why they wouldn't want their players to be safe if it's not affecting the game. And I think that's their number one concern, is it doesn't affect the game.
And folks might have a hard time imagining that, but there was a time not too long ago, I can remember it growing up, when players did not wear helmets, so therefore no face shields. Some goalies didn't even wear masks, and boy, have things changed. Now every player has to wear a helmet, and now it's being the new players coming into the league are being required to wear a face shield, and of course every goalie has a mask. So some people might think this is a bit much now, but come to accept it down the line. And when will we see it at South Point? By tomorrow, tonight?
They're working on it right now. So hopefully we're painting it today. You're welcome to come see it. We've told everybody if you'd like to
see it.
I'll see
it eventually. I play in the D-League, so I'll be out there at some point.
Perfect. I think that it'll be done definitely by the end of the week with the ice resurfaced and everything.
Wonderful. Well, it's interesting to hear about it. We'll follow the progress of this new look-up line being installed at the Isoplex. Mandy Pryor is Director of Marketing and Sponsorships for the Isoplex. Thanks so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.